I'm looking for a friend in the neighborhood anytime soon.
Speak to Alexander, he's my secretary. Maybe it's Xer anyway, though. We should make Xer that is our sign. Rabbi. Anyway, I'm not really supposed to speak, but I was talking to Danny in second theater today, and he requested that if it's in my house, that I should be emceeing, therefore I should say a few words. It's really with pleasure that I can actually speak about Danny. I happen to know Danny. I'm not. I'm thinking about Camp Monk. That's where I met you. I actually know Danny all the way back from Camp Monk. I was 9 years old. He, 9 years old, he was 10 years old. And he was in the bad bunk in sports, and I was a good bunk in sports. And that's why we like him. And about 10, 15 years later, we ended up marrying cousins. That happens in the house very often. He was marrying cousins. And so he lived in Strasbourg and I lived here. It was very nice. Didn't see him much. He didn't see me much. He was very happy. It was good. And then I learned with Yoni Slater. Yoni Slater didn't come back once man. And then we're learning Muksa, Shabbos. This is the first summer's man of the Chavura. And I didn't have a Chavrusa. So I was like, oh no. I went looking around. And I bumped into you in the Ezra's Nashim of Beis Shalom. I was like, Danny, what are you doing here? I thought you were in Tzvi Kaplan. He's like, no, I was in Eichmann's things. I left. And then I'm coming to the mirror. I said, we have an excellent Shabbos Chavura. It's not Halacha Chavura. We learned the Sugis. In Shabbos, we for sure did. we learned this, I guess, and it would be, I'm looking for a Chavrusa. I'm not a Tzvi Kaplan guy, but I learned with Yoni Slater, who was a Tzvi Kaplan guy, so maybe that's enough to get me in. And... good? Yeah. Baruch Hashem, Danny said yes, and we learned for a year straight. Summer's on, winter's on, and we finished with Mitzrayim Shabbos together, and we learned the Sukkot well, we learned the Halacha well, and it was the beginning of a relationship with Danny that got to know him more on a surface level, got to know him on a much better level. And a lot of people, I'm not going to be the speaker, Rachel's going to speak tonight, and if Chavrusa comes tonight, he'll speak tonight. So the obvious milas, I think, that everyone could take out of Daniel, Danny and the Chavur is his mother. Everyone knows that, look at Shemir Sederm, 9 o'clock, 1:15, he doubts one for the thing, he's 3:15, 7 o'clock. So that's not, I don't have to speak about that it's more obvious everyone in the Chabur could see that. The Hava Satara that he has, the Chukwa Satara that he has, the Samar he has when he comes to Beis Medrash, to see that Gemara in front of him, that Tur Beis Yosef in front of him, the Shulchan Aruch in front of him. You don't need me to speak about that. I think everyone understands it's self evident. You look at Dani in the Chabur, He's a rock in the Chabura because that's what he stands for. Everyone knows that. You don't need me to tell you that. So I just want to say one ara, add on Danny, that things maybe people won't speak about after getting to know him. Maybe I'll start with the Dvar Torah. So I think it's a little befitting if you have Danny, this space should be between Purim and Pesach. Purim is the man of Aster Panim, Esther Menatari Menayim. The Gemara Dashin is Aster Panim. Pesach is the man of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Zerna Tuya. So I was just wondering, I said that, you know, come person has a Zman of Hester Panim, and we don't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that's the Yisrael Purim, that even the Zman of Hester Panim, we can still find Hashem. But I think a Chacham understands that there's more of a connection between the Zman of Purim, that's the last month of the year, and the Zman of Pesach, which is the first month of the year, which comes to Shchesh Nisan, Kamash Mishkan, when the Bnei Israel were created as a nation. I think you can understand that person who goes through a Zman of Purim, right, because so it's a Zman of Galus. So a person can be very down, it's very hard, you don't see Yad Hashem anywhere. But a chacham understands, he'll look a few weeks ahead of you, and you'll see the shchoish nisim, and you're seeing the gloom, you see the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating Ma'am Nivchar. So yeah, Vada could be the man of a person, you could have a hard time in your life, and a hard tkufa in a person's life, but a person's a chacham, he looks for the future, he understands that shchoish nisim is coming up, and that's where we had the Pumfak at the Purim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just in a Zman of Purim, it was Hespin, you didn't see Yad Hashem, only if you look backwards, you know Yad Hashem. We come on to 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, come on to Shchoish Nisim, come to a Chag, a Pesach, where it's Mamash Apatah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all these Nisim Gluyim, Kriyas Yam Sof, took us out of Mitzrayim, bleeding up to Har HaTorah, leading up to everything we have. So I think that I just want to argue about Amdani, Baruch Hashem, he's a person who has a lot of Chachma in his life. Everyone knows he was dealt a hard Nisayin in the past year, and it's a maridik of a lesson for me, and I think the whole word chaburu could learn. I learned that at the first time level. I think everyone could learn on a you could have seen it, but on a tremendous level, a person who is totally living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, every minute of his life, and knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every in every step of his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. There's no maybes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him every step of his life, every minute, every day, every tefillah, every seder. And I think with that, I can understand how a person can make it through Zman. There's a hard Zman about Issa v'Heter. You're learning everything is very difficult, connected, and brachas, hard. Everything is very, very difficult. It was a long winter Zman, a long hard Zman. How does a person have enough courage, enough strength to go through a whole Zman like that? And I think if you look at Dan, he's a perfect person who we could learn from in that way. That it's interesting, he told me today, he's asking what's his full name. So his name is Simcha Daniel. I think it's very befitting. A person can be Simcha Daniel. Why? Because a person like Dan, he understands that every Kosh Baruch Hu, everything in life is going to be Simcha. He knows that while Kosh Baruch Hu is always going to be Simcha with him. It's going to be beauty. It's going to always be great at the end of the day. And with that understanding of how Dan lives his life in every aspect, in every midah, so we could learn from that idea of we could take that idea and we could live our lives like that. And we could, with that idea, I think that's how Dan, if you look at every morning, where does the Simcha Chaim from? Simcha Zahavas Tayyar from? Where does it come from? Is that idea, his name, Simcha Daniel, it teaches us that his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his love for everything Hashem does, and that's what makes him a Eved Hashem in such a shalomdik way. Very often we find people who are good in one milah, good in Torah, Hasmada. Dani is very different like that. He has a round picture. The reason why I didn't want to speak tonight is because all my Torahs usually come from Dani. Thursday afternoon, 5 to 7, he's like, you're a Vard in the Parsha? Yes, so it goes, this week's my week, next week's your week. I said, fine. So far it hasn't been my week yet, you know what I mean? Still holding it, so I know he's like, I need the Torah tonight, so I didn't want to speak, because Dani always gives him the Torahs. That's in the Torah aspect. In the Musar aspect, this person you could watch his midas, watch his davening, watch his smada. And I think if we just briefly, because I'm not really the Iker speaker here tonight, I just wanted to say that I think that what everyone could see from Dani as a whole Nakabura, the smada, that's obvious everyone to see. But I wanted to add that Nakuda, the Simcha Sachana that you have, that's in your name in itself, and that if we could all learn from that, which is Zoyche, that Mitzshem, the Suda Trader, won't, that it's just a Suda Trader, but we'll never have Mitzshem, we'll all become back, we'll never leave, and we'll be able to have Mitzshem, we'll have the Zoyche to have Shia Sakim here, Amen. Amen.
Yeah.